I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. With the new Constitution having been ratified in all but North Carolina and Rhode Island, and with George Washington of Virginia as the hands-down pick to be the first president, it looked as if the Anti-Federalists, led by Patrick Henry, had lost the argument in opposition to the new Constitution. Henry himself, recognizing defeat, struck a conciliatory tone and vowed to be a quiet citizen. The fact was, he had no such intention at all. Henry thought the new federal government was dangerously powerful and posed a threat to individual freedom. Patrick Henry intended to undermine the new Constitution at every opportunity. He believed that sweeping amendments to the Constitution were necessary to protect the rights of the people and to return power to the states. He was also determined to reclaim his honor against the Constitution's principal author and his longtime nemesis, James Madison. Toward that end, Henry was determined to keep James Madison out of the first Congress under the new Constitution. An intense campaign during a brutal winter was about to begin. Our Constitution has endured because of the firm foundation upon which it was crafted. That foundation was the result of hearing and acting upon the independent opinions of the framers. A second opinion could similarly strengthen your commercial insurance. Ask a Hibbs Hallmark insurance professional for a no-cost review of your coverage. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.